This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Government subsidies for the performing arts over in the UK have traditionally gone to the usual suspects, ballet, opera, and theater. Now, though, some funding for a somewhat less exalted area of creativity, thrash metal bands, acid punk, and new grunge. The idea is to promote British musical talent overseas by subsidizing their foreign tours. Bands say they need the help because they're losing so much money from piracy and that live tours are the only way for them to make a living. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Forget subsidies for steel or other heavy industries. The British government's pouring cash into heavy metal. This thrash metal band called Savage Messiah is getting a government grant to the tune of $25,000. At the offices of their recording label, Earache Records, Dave Silver of Savage Messiah told me the subsidy is a godsend.
As a band trying to break through, it's incredibly prohibitive. If a large or medium-sized tour, you're then expected to front $10,000 to even do the tour. I think it just helps us break into that market.
With shoulder-length hair and clad in black leather and denim, the band exudes an authentic, hardcore, heavy metal aura.
Is this going to be sex, drugs and rock and roll at the taxpayers' expense?
No, I mean, there are a lot of regulations.
The taxpayer will not be footing the bill for tattoos, studs, chin spikes or other body piercing, let alone picking up the tab for wrecked hotel rooms and wild parties. Not that Dave indulges in such excesses.
I mean, I don't actually drink alcohol at all. I haven't drunk in like 6 years. I don't smoke, don't take drugs. So we're pretty well behaved, really.
But well behaved or not, is a thrash metal band, or come to that, a new grunge group, a suitable enterprise for subsidy? Lynn McDowell of the British recording industry says yes, the government should support a successful UK export. 1 in 10 of all albums sold in the US are by British artists. So why the need for a subsidy?
The money from the Music Export Growth Scheme is really about supporting up-and-coming talent, supporting independent record labels, and helping small businesses to export our great talent overseas.
News of the subsidy did not go down well here at the offices of the Taxpayers Alliance. The group's political director, Dia Chakravarti, says this is a clear waste of taxpayers' money.
British bands have a long history of breaking overseas markets, but that is because they had great songs to sing, not because of taxpayer subsidies.
And she speaks with a very particular interest in the music industry.
I've actually just finished working on my first album, but I've supported that by having my day job.
Working for the Taxpayers Alliance.
Working for the Taxpayers Alliance, indeed, and I've not taken a single penny from the taxpayers.
Dia's album of Bangladeshi music will be released soon. Oddly enough, her argument against subsidy strikes a chord back at Earache Records. Dave Silver of Savage Messiah divides his time between headbanging and studying economics. And he's a real fan of the Austrian School of Economics, which favours the free market. So why accept that government grant?
We are a band, there are four people in the band, and not everyone in the band is of the Austrian School of Economics, so what can we do?
And what's more, he says, with revenues under pressure from piracy, the band has got to break into the still lucrative field of overseas touring. He has to swallow his free market principles.
In an ideal world, if it moves, privatise it, you have no state intervention in the economy whatsoever, but that's not where we're at now, so...
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.